Okay, John, congratulations. A late winner. I'm sure you're delighted with that result.
Yeah, obviously fantastic to go through. You know, we were under no illusions coming up here of being up here over the last number of years with the club, and it's a very difficult place to come. And you know, they've obviously narrowed the pitch in since I was last here with the group, which makes it a little bit tighter, a little bit easier for them to get closer to you. So, you know, we knew it would be difficult. We knew on the counter attack they were good. We've done an analysis of being up last week to watch the game, and counter attacks, they're very sharp and very quick. They've got willingness to run, and they scored a really good counter attack against us where it was a well timed pass, well timed run, and a great finish from the boy. And it was just about trying to remain calm. And you know, take our opportunities when they came, and make sure that we can try and, you know, run in behind them, pass in behind them, and ultimately try and, you know, threaten beyond, which we did early in the second half, and we got the reward of that for the penalty. So
yeah.
And then fantastic for Tommy to, you know, pop up with a late winner, as you said, to put us into the semi-final.
Yeah, I know that goal will be remembered by the Harps supporters for perhaps the controversial lead up to it. How did you see that, John? Because I think the feeling was that perhaps that was a Harps throw, and maybe the linesman was a wee bit slow in actually making his decision.
Yeah, possibly. From my kind of angle where I was quite close to it, and it looked like it hit Roy McLaughlin in the leg when it went out. But, you know, if I'm being honest, sometimes them decisions, it's about sharpness of thought, and I think Ryan was very, very switched on. You know, he's picked the ball up because the linesman probably was unsure, and I think the sureness of how he picked the ball up maybe made his mind up, and the quickness of thought to get it into Tommy. You know, so that's ultimately part of football, you know, and that's sometimes you get them decisions, sometimes you don't, and it's obviously unfortunate for Dave and his players that it went against them. And obviously, you know, I'm standing here delighted that we got the rubber to green on that one.
Yeah, well, listen, it's been a long, relentless campaign for you guys. You've had European football as well. But listen, at this late stage of the season, you are third on the table, a busy run of games up ahead for you, and you've got a cup semi-final draw to look forward to.
Yeah, it's fantastic. We've got, I think, three games now before the cup semi-final, so we need to turn our focus back to the league. Obviously the draw's on Tuesday, so we'll have our eyes on that and to see what draw presents itself and what we get. So it's at that stage now where you just take what you get, and we've been away from home all through this campaign. Yeah. So it'd be nice to get a home tie. Our fans have travelled in numbers, you know, down to Longford, up to Derry, and then back up here tonight. So it would be nice to get a home game for them as well, so they can, you know, enjoy home comforts. And it'd be nice for us not to have to travel somewhere. But if you know, if it happens, it happens, and we'll take that. And you know, but we have to focus on the league now. It's, as you said, we're touring the league. We're not a million miles off, teams around us, and it's quite tight. So it's important we now start to focus on the league and Dundalk next Friday.